Hi, this is Matt Curtis, and this is Smart City Policy Stories. You know, we've been bringing you Smart City Policy Stories for a while now, talking with mayors and government officials, talking about issues that cities are facing. This week, we're going to be talking to you about our South by Southwest conference that we have in Austin, Texas. It's a festival or conference. We bring together a lot of folks. Think of South by Southwest as music and film, maybe some multimedia, digital gaming conversations, but there's also incredible policy discussions. There's a mayor's track, South by Southwest education, South by Southwest transportation, and South by Southwest energy. It's really a great time to come to Austin and meet and talk about people who are doing things to advance their communities with a heavy lean towards our creative sector. Well, we're going to be talking a little bit about how to prepare for South by Southwest this week, and I'm going to start with our weather. You know, in Austin, Texas, we're always joking about the fact that if you don't like the weather here, just wait. Well, today and tomorrow, it's warm. Saturday and Sunday this weekend, it's going to get cool. Take a look at the weather and be prepared. Austin could be a little bit funny that way. We also have a very good transportation system, a good transit system. But for some people who might come from very transit-rich communities, they might not think it is as dense and impressive. But we have great on-time performance, and our transit system is growing. So in the future, as you continue to come back and enjoy Austin, you'll see more and more transit options. What I would say is download the Capital Metro app. And just be ready. They get places on time and they do it well. Especially if you're leaving from the airport, there's a bus that you can take from the airport that frankly is real handy, works well for people, and it is inexpensive. So download your Capital Metro app. And then for your restaurants, for going out and enjoying places, I really tell folks, I go, while you're in town, learn from our city. What are we doing well? So get out and enjoy some neighborhoods. One neighborhood that I would recommend is what we did in Austin with our former airport, the Mueller neighborhood, M-U-E-L-L-E-R. In the Mueller neighborhood on Sunday, if you're here, come on out for the farmer's market. I think it's one of the best farmer's markets in the country. It's at Branch Park from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. But if you go to Mueller at another time of the day, you can always rent a bike or a scooter. Of course, I'd prefer if you just want to walk around. Check the neighborhood out. It's a great example of a new build, but a mixed use, more dense, more new urbanist friendly, walkable community with great access to parks, pools, trails, and retail and restaurants. If you're coming on out, check out a restaurant called Colleen's Kitchen. They've got great biscuits and a really delicious menu. Check it out online. There's a great taco place called Vera Cruz. Their tacos are out of sight. There's an Irish pub called B.D. Riley. It's just incredible. And then I think one of the best ice cream joints in the whole city called Lick. And if you're bringing your kids, there's a great children's museum called The Thinkery. It's really one of the best in the country. I would even argue one of the very best. Other neighborhoods to check out might be Travis Heights, just off of South Congress, or Bolden Creek, the Bolden neighborhood, just off of South Congress. Just head down South Congress, get to about Elizabeth Street, and make a left or a right. You'll wind up in either one of those neighborhoods. They're really fun to walk and look at some of those old homes. South Congress is filled with great stores and restaurants. I would even argue that maybe you want to go over to Old West Austin. Start at the corner of 6th and Lamar, right by the Whole Foods headquarters. Look across the street at Waterloo, the record store, and then head back into the neighborhood behind Waterloo. That's called Old West Austin. Some people call it Clarksville. Clarksville really doesn't begin until after West Lynn. But it's a great neighborhood with great hills, old homes, and then some retail and restaurants kind of wrapped around that area. Really fun to walk. Now, people wouldn't be coming to town if they didn't want to ask about great places for Tex-Mex or barbecue. For Tex-Mex, I'm a big fan of Polvo's. Polvo's on South First Street, the original Polvo's. Everything they make that has fajita in the name is the best damn fajitas I've ever had. Chicken, fish, veggie, steak, shrimp, all their fajitas are delicious. delicious, especially if you get them with their corn tortillas that are so yummy, they taste more like flour than corn. For barbecue, there's a famous place in Austin people all tend to go and stand in line at for a long period of time, but you shouldn't have to stand in line for great barbecue because it's a great town for great barbecue, and I would recommend going to Micklethwaite in East Austin, or going up to Style Switch a little bit north of town. Style Switch is a really great barbecue joint as well. Of course, if you're heading out of town, you can go out a little bit southeast of town and head towards a place called Smitty's, about 30 minutes away, or go northeast of town and go out to Louis Mueller Barbecue in Taylor, a couple of great places around the city. A couple of other Tex-Mex joints just to consider if you have time. I would highly recommend, if you're looking for a place for breakfast, try Joe's Bakery on East 7th Street. Regina Estrada, who started Joe's Bakery, is an icon in Austin. And one more, if you're looking for a little bit of a French bistro fare, I am a huge fan of Hopfields at about 32nd and Guadalupe. It is a great venue with a wonderful menu and a wonderful bar, and it feels like a traditional French bistro. So be prepared to have fun in Austin. Be prepared to meet some great people. Our transit system is good, but you know, you definitely want to do your planning around it. The city does get packed, but you're going to come here and have a fun time. This is going to count as our South by Southwest edition of Smart City Policy Stories. When you're in Austin, that'll be the story itself. You'll get to see how we were able to build a city that does a lot of things really well, and we're continuing to improve on the city. We're going to take a break next week for South by Southwest and spring break, but then we'll be back afterwards with more Smart City Policy Stories, where we talk to government officials, elected officials, and staff from around the country about local government issues and what folks are facing. And between now and then, we'll be visiting with a whole bunch of mayors who are coming to Austin during South by Southwest. We'll check you on the other side. Enjoy South by Southwest.